Hello, sir, I say. My tongue feels like it's stuck in my throat. I mean, Mr. Slater. I think he'd prefer it if I called him sir. I glance over my shoulder. The group I was in before has closed up, so we're stuck on the outside of it now. Just him and I. No escape. He's looking me up and down. I see you're dressed in the same unusual way. That blazer you had at Trevelyan's. Too large at the beginning and far too small at the end. Yeah, because my folks can only afford the one. And I see you're still hanging around my son, he says. He never liked me. But then I can't imagine him liking anyone much, not even his own child. Yeah, I say. We're best mates. Oh, is that what you are? I was always rather under the impression you simply did his dirty work for him. Like when you broke into my office to steal those GCSE papers. For a moment, everything around me goes still and quiet. I'm so surprised I can't even get a word out. Oh, yes, Mr. Slater continues, unfazed by my silence. I know. You think that simply because it wasn't reported, you'd got away with it. It would have been a disgrace on the school, on my name, if it had got out. No, I say. I don't know what you're talking about. But what I think is, you don't know the half of it. Or maybe you do, and you've got an even better poker face than I realised. I manage to get away after this. I go and search for more drink, something stronger. There's a bar they've set up near the marquee. They can't pour the stuff fast enough. People are asking for 2, 3 drinks, pretending they're for friends and plus ones, when really I can see them necking them as they walk away. It's going to get loose this evening, especially with the gear Peter Ramsey's brought. When I pick up my whiskey, the stuff I brought, I notice that my hand is trembling. Then I see this bloke I recognise, across the crowd of people. He looks at me, frowning. But he's not from Trevelyan's. He's about 50 anyway, way too old to be in that photo. And it annoys me at first because I can't work out where I knew him from. He has a too fashionable hipster haircut, even though he's grey and going a bit bald and wears a suit with trainers. He looks like he stepped out of some wanky Soho office and isn't quite sure how he ended up here in the middle of nowhere on some random island. For a few minutes, genuinely, I haven't got a single clue where I could have met someone like him. Then I think we both work it out at the same time. Shit, it's the producer of Survive the Night. Something French and fancy sounding. Piers, that's it. He walks towards me. Jono, he says. It's good to see you. I'm kind of flattered that he remembers my name, that he recognises my face. Then I remember that he hadn't liked my face enough to put me on his TV show, so I dial down my enthusiasm. Piers, I say, sticking out a hand. I have no fucking idea why he wants to come and speak to me. We only met the once, when I came to do the screen test with Will. Surely it would be less embarrassing if we just raised the glass to each other over everyone's heads and left it at that. Long time no see, Jono, he says, rocking back and forth on his heels. I hardly recognised you. With all that hair. He's being polite. My hair's not that much longer. But I probably look about 15 years older than the last time we met. It's all the drinking, I guess. And what have you been up to? He asks. I know there must have been something very worthwhile keeping you busy. I feel like there's something strange about how he put that, but I gloss over it. Well, I puff myself up. I've been making whiskey, Piers. I try hard to do the big spiel, but to be honest, I can't stop thinking about the way this bloke rejected me with a few lines in an email. Not quite the right fit for the show. People don't realise this about me, you see. They see old Jono, the wild one, the crazy one, without much going on backstage. And of course, I like them thinking that. I play up to it. But I do feel stuff too. And I am embarrassed by this conversation, just like I was when the production company dropped me. At least I got paid a couple of grand for the concept, I guess. See, the idea for the show was mine. I'm not saying I thought up the whole thing, but I know it was me who planted the seed. A year or so ago, Will and I were sitting in a pub having a drink. It had always been me who suggested we meet up. Will was always too busy, even though he didn't have much of a TV career to speak of in those days, just an agent. But even if he puts me off a couple of times, he never cancels. There's too much of a bond between us for this friendship to die. He knows that too. I must have got pretty drunk because I even brought up the game we used to play at school, Survival. I remember Will giving me this look. I think he was afraid of what I might say next. But I wasn't going to go into any of that. We never do. I'd been watching this show the night before with some adventurer guy and it seemed so soft. So I said, that would have made a much better idea for a TV program than most of the so-called survival stuff you see, wouldn't it? He had looked at me differently then. What? I asked. Jono, he said, that might be the best idea you've ever come up with. Yeah, but you couldn't actually do it, you know, because of what happened. That was a million years ago, he said, and it was an accident, remember? And then, when I didn't respond, remember? I looked at him. Did he really believe that? He was waiting for an answer. Yeah, I said. Yeah, it was. Next thing I knew, he got us both the screen test, and the rest, you could say, was history. For him, anyway. Obviously, they didn't want my ugly mug in the end. I realised that Piers is looking at me a bit funny. I think he's just asked me something. Sorry, I say. What was that? I was saying that it sounds like you've got your work cut out for you. I suppose at least our loss is whiskey's gain. Our loss? But it wasn't their loss. They didn't want me, full stop. I take a big swig of my drink. Piers, I say, you didn't want me on the show. So with the greatest possible respect, what the fuck are you talking about?